An article from the Southwark News from July the 21st. The headline is, "Take out bike lanes to make roads safer for cyclists," suggests new transport plan. Cyclists will feel safer on the roads of Southwark after the council takes away cycle lanes, according to the transport plan approved on Tuesday. The 197-page document outlines the council's vision for transport in the borough, including cycling, and it states two-wheeled travellers will be encouraged on the road of the borough, but the council plans to build no more cycle routes and will even take some out in instances. The approved report reads, "No new access routes are planned as part of the transport plan, although improvements will be made to existing walking and cycling links." The draft streetscape design manual, the SSDM, proposes that cycle lanes should not be provided on existing 20-mile-an-hour streets and would be removed upon resurfacing from such streets where they're already existing. So while planned cycle superhighways will crisscross major routes controlled by Transport for London, no new segregated cycle routes will be laid or on other roads in the borough looked after by the council. Councillor Barry Hargrove, the Cabinet Member for Transport, said, "This is a pragmatic approach which will be making roads safer for all users. We'll be putting in cycle routes where there is a clear need and remove them in 20-mile-an-hour zones if the road's safe. The drive of the policy is to make all roads the council control have 20-mile-an-hour speed limits and encourage cycling through education and awareness initiatives for cyclists and drivers." The Cabinet Member added, "We also have to be realistic about the resources we have available to us. There's also not conclusive evidence or reports that cycle lanes are safer, but what clearly happens is cyclists do feel safer using them." However, the plans cut little ice with an eco-auditor and keen cyclist who led a deputation opposing them. While they oppose the use of cycle lanes, they want to encourage more healthy living cyclists on the road. But how do you get them out there? How do you get kids, adults or anybody to use the roads if they aren't safe in the first place? A letter sent to Mr. McCarthy by a council officer expanded on the issue. The transport plan advocates road users interacting, and only in exceptional circumstances would a provision of a physical barrier between cyclists and other form of traffic be supported. We feel that the segregating of cyclists, this can encourage an increase in vehicle speeds and by default, reducing safety. However, this is viewed on a case-by-case basis. For the same reason, the council have decided not to focus on a network of cycle routes, but to make all roads safe and attractive to cyclists. The report suggests that a safety in numbers approach will naturally slow down cars and other motorised vehicles. The plans aim to get 4% of the borough cycling by 2013-2014, up 1% from its current levels, and increase a further percentage point by 2025-26. Geoffrey Thornton, the Lib Dem spokesman for the Environment and Transport, said, "The report has such ambiguous targets for getting more cyclists in Southwark when TfL say we have the second highest potential for cycling of any borough. We have an opportunity here to rethink the role cyclists play in Southwark and give them safe and secure routes, so it causes great concern not only that no new cycle routes are being considered, but existing routes may be taken away. Injuries to cyclists in the borough have increased in each of the last 4 years up to 2010, with 20% of people injured in Southwark's roads being bike riders."